So there's always a gap between those who are paying and those who are not paying. Mm. So government has to take up that cost.
How do you resolve that?
The way you resolve it, just have credible leadership in ECG that have capacity and the will to address the problem.
Mm.
And that's what we have been lacking. Mm. We always talk about investment. We need investment. But even when you put in the investment, the situation worsens.
Mm.
So it tells you that the problem is more of leadership and the commitment to deal with the problem than actually money.
Mm.
All right?
Because it's not a money issue, because you think that if you pump in money, if we clear all the debts, this challenge will be over.
Something that we have not followed. When PDS came, they didn't put in a dime. They only took the asset of ECG and the people of ECG, and within 2 months, they had doubled, more than doubled the revenue that was coming in without doing any investment.
Mm.
It tells you that it was more of an attitude and leadership in addressing the revenue challenges than actually investment. Do you know what? We have done even studies that show that you have ECG workers who will go to a business. A business has consumed maybe, say, 2 million CDs worth of power producing things. And instead of paying their bill, they go and destroy the meter. And then they call it abortion meter. And then they give them a new meter. So they don't get to pay the bill.